Okay, I think we're done.
Thanks for coaching me, Libby. These sessions with the neutron punching bag have really helped with my rage issues. Actual deep space meteor. Poke it, Libby, poke it.
Something gross might pop out.
What are they?
I don't know, but they're amazing. They're a scientific marvel. Well, they're
a fashion statement.
Gems are so gorgeous.
Back off, Brittany. You're flogging the merchandise.
Man, girls are so lame. A few shiny baubles and they go all googly-eyed.
Ooh, sparkly.
Carl, you've been hanging out with your mom too much.
Hey, guys. Ladies, how's everybody? Jewels are incredible.
Am I the only real man left?
If by me, you mean doofus. Back off, Freaktron. For once, I discovered something before you did.
But if you'd like to examine them more closely, we could pencil you in for, say, never.
you don't understand. Those don't even come from Earth. They're asterubies. The most priceless substance in the universe.
Asterubies?
Yes. And there are probably more where these came from. Anyone who traces these to the motherlode would become the richest kid in the galaxy.
Girls, a few incredibly priceless gems and they go up in the galaxy. What are we doing standing around? To the lab. Okay, to the hover car, then the lab.
So here's the deal. You supply me with the meteor's trajectory and time of impact. I'll rock it up to get him and cut you in for, say, 3%.
Wrong. How about this? We let you take us there. Once we're rich, you'll get a modest finder's fee.
No way. I don't need you. Carl and Sheen are all the help I need.
That's right. Space travel is only for experienced adventurers like us. Right, Carl?
Right. Will there be cookies and lemonade when we get there?
You don't get it, Neutron. You don't take us. We don't give you the coordinates.
All right. I guess I don't have a choice. An even five-way split?
Deal.
To the lab! Okay, to Jimmy's front yard, then the lab!
Sorry, Sheen, but I keep my new redesigned rocket here in the garage. Plus Goddard, and it gets over 26 light years per gallon.
I hope it's got airbags.
Jimbo, you out there, son?
Oh, no, we forgot. It's not like our parents are actually going to let us go on an extended space trip.
Hey, don't worry. I've got it covered. Initiating holographic camouflage program.
Sweetheart, what's going on here? And who's this?
Oh, this is Chip, our camp counselor.
Do not worry, dudes. I'll be sending you a totally excellent report on your son and or daughter's various camp activities.
Well, thanks, dude. I must have signed up Jim Jam for camp while you were out shopping. Darn memory blackouts.
Well, gotta go. Be back in 2 weeks. Love you, mean it. Bye.
We love you, too. Have a good time at camp. Stay away from bears.
I think that bus needs a new muffler.
Camouflage program deactivate. My little ruse worked. And I programmed Chip to send camp reports back to all our parents while we're gone.
Totally awesome.
And now, if you'll be good enough to tell us where we're going...
Keep your cowlick curled. The meteor came from that direction. 32 degrees north, 60 degrees west at 7:10 last night.
Fasten your seatbelt, gang. We're headed deep inside the asteroid belt.
There goes Mars.
Ha! Look at those lame little moons. Mars has tiny moons. Ours is bigger.
Gene, stop teasing the planets.
Those moons are actually captured asteroids. We'll be seeing a lot more of them in just a few minutes. This is it, gang. The asteroid belt. Cindy, Libby, place your gems on the scanner. Or probably broke off from one of these larger asteroids. Spectral analysis should be able to tell us which one. Bingo! We've got a match. Prepare for approach. Look, everyone. We're the first humans to set foot on an asteroid.
Wow. Fascinating. Okay, I'm bored.
I'm getting a reading over in this direction. Come on! Scanner's going crazy! This must be it! Start digging!
Your power is weak, Gorlock. My ultra shovel will defeat you.
Oh, no, it won't.
Oh, yes, it will.
Oh, no, it won't.
Yes, it will.
I found one. Neutron, say something! Ah! Our rubies!
These aren't real Astro rubies. They're fool's rubies.
Fool's rubies?
Yeah, their spectral signature is almost identical to Astro rubies. The scanner mistook them for the real thing. Looks like we came all this way for nothing.
Bummer.
Can I keep playing with my shovel?
Thanks, Goddard. Maybe my homemade burritos will cheer everyone up.
How could you misread your own readings?
Yeah, Neutron. I'll bet there are more rocks in your big head than there are in the stupid asteroid. What are we supposed to do now?
I don't know. We could spend years searching the rest of the belt. We'd just be wasting our time.
Hey, look on the bright side, guys. At least we still have our health. What are you putting in this burrito?
Nothing. Just some rice from the galley and some beans I found growing in the ground.
Wait a minute. Carl, take us to where you found these beans right now.
Dug them up right here. What's wrong? Aren't they in season?
Look! All the beans we need! Tonight, we feast!
We did it! We struck Astro Rubies!
Neutron, will you stop making an idiot of yourself? Why are we...
May I have this happy giggling prospector dance?
I'd be delighted.
What a bunch of adorable, happy children. It's a shame they'll have to be vaporized.
Music is my world lately. Listening to it and playing it. I love my guitar. It's kind of hard for me to focus on anything else. I played for 2 hours yesterday and a record 5 hours today. My fingers got so sore and calloused, but I just couldn't stop. I get lost in it when I play. I don't know, I'm actually obsessed with cleaning it, making it perfectly clean and spotless. It's kind of disgusting. I'm such a guitar geek. I'll go online and look up lyrics for a song, and I've even started a blog about playing. Hopefully my music will take me somewhere someday, but if it doesn't, that's okay, because I know it'll always be something that I love for the rest of my life.
We'll be right back.
A bizarre sensation is sweeping the nation. Millions of kids have fallen under the cinnamony swirling spell of new Kellogg's Mini Swirl Cinnamon Bun Cereal. The taste of sweet whole grain cinnamon buns swirl tight into deliciously crunchy cereal-sized bites. A captivating part of this complete breakfast. New Kellogg's Mini Swirl Cinnamon Bun Cereal. A truly mesmerizing taste.
Here's some inside information from Betty Crocker about the inside of a cake. Introducing the Betty Crocker Bacon Fill. It lets you prepare a cake with all kinds of delicious fillings. Your child's favorite ice cream, delectable gelatin, even fresh fruit. The secret is these three separate sections. Just pour in your favorite Betty Crocker cake mix and lock on this inner chamber. When they're done baking, remove the insert and add your filling to the center cavity. In no time, you'll have the greatest cake ever. We'll also include Betty Crocker recipes, plus this special dome pan for holiday cakes like this or special celebrations. It's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. We'll even give you over $5 in General Mills coupons. You get everything for $19.95. Here's how you can order yours.
To order your Betty Crocker Bacon Fill for $19.95 plus shipping, call 1-800-785-4987. Must be 18 years or older to order.
It's worship time!
The modern worship songs that everyone is singing, recorded just for you. It's Worship Jams.
Every move I make, I'm making you. You make me move.
Are fun and have a message we all can enjoy.
You and your friends will want to listen over and over. It's Worship Jams, 30 awesome songs packed onto two CDs. Worship Jams isn't available in stores, but you can get Worship Jams through this special television offer. To order, call the number on your screen or log on to MusicSpaceKids.com. You must be 18 or older to call or log on.
And now back to the show.
Sweetie, could you get that?
No!
I'm busy making camp-themed cookies for Jimmy's care package.
No, but I'm busy pressing jerky for Jimmy's care package. All right. Hello?
Sup, dude? This is Counselor Chip. Your child,
Jimmy,
is having a totally awesome time at camp. He does request, however, that you send more socks so he can keep his little feet warm on the chilly mountain and or coastal nights. Okay, later.
Hey, Sugar Booger, drop those cookies. We've got to get to the sock outlet. Get pronto.
Hello, Vortex residents.
Sup, dude? Your child,
Cindy,
is having a totally awesome time at camp.
Break break, everybody!
Boy, that vein goes on forever! You're gonna be so rich!
What are you gonna do with your money, Cindy?
Nothing fancy. I plan to live a simple, modest lifestyle.
That's cool. How about you?
Me?
I'm going to establish the free nation of Kitkatopia, where under my queenship, the people's right to party shall not perish from this earth.
That's a good one, Libby. But you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna retire to South America, where I'll become a world champion llama breeder.
Oh, me! Pick me! Pick
me! Just tell us!
Okay. I'll use my great wealth to combat crime. Let all evildoers beware the wrath of Dingo Man!
That's not bad, Sheen. As for me, there's one thing I've always dreamed of possessing. And now it'll be mine! All mine!
I'm glad that being fabulously wealthy won't change us.
Yeah, I'm done with
that. Science is a good thing.
What was that?
Disruptor blast! Take cover!
Who's out there?
Oh, gee, sorry, kids. My darn blaster must have misfired.
Who are you jerks?
Us? Why, we're
asteroid inspectors.
Yeah, that's it. We're asteroid inspectors.
Ah, this stinks. If you're asteroid inspectors, then let's see your badges.
Libby, I don't think they need no stinking badges.
By the way, thanks ever so much for mining these asterubies for us.
What? In your dreams? Those are our rubies, you rotten bandits.
Bandits? That kind of talk hurts, little girl.
Hurts bad.
Besides, you don't really want these rubies. Haven't you heard of Ruby Madness?
Ruby Madness?
I'm glad you asked. Anyone who finds a vein of asterubies becomes consumed with horrible greed. I've seen it happen dozens, hundreds, thousands of times.
Oh, if I could only reach the crane controls! Goddard, defensive plan Delta!
Oh, look. They've got a cute little robot doggy.
I pity that dog.
Get those kids!
It's delicious, but so spicy.
You're space toast!
All right! You win this round, kid. But remember what I said about Ruby Madness. It won't be long until you're all at each other's throats. And we'll be waiting.
Telling the truth about Ruby Madness?
Oh, please. Like we'd really turn against each other.
Hey, that was mine! Give it to me!
Still, with those bandits around, we should probably keep the rubies somewhere safe.
Good point. The vault back at the rocket is the best place.
Wait a minute. How come you get to hold the rubies?
In a safe that only you know the combination to?
Ruby Madness! Ruby Madness is telling us apart!
Girl, easy! There is no such thing as Ruby Madness! But if it makes you feel better, let's divide up each day's take, then everyone can be responsible for their own share.
Fine. Fine.
Fine!
Your child,
Carl,
has made some totally excellent
macaroni sculpture.
But he does request that you send more Tick Be Gone.
Forget the snake, Hattie Venom Mother. Our little boy is being swarmed by ticks!
Epic, a word name of B-I-D-C, B-D-S-K-E, D-L-M-N-E, Epic, a word name of...
I'll give you 3 seconds to get away from my ruby stash.
What are you talking about? I was just going to the little miner's room.
Like you had no idea these were here.
Hey, sweet hiding place. My ruby's over there by that strange rock formation. You made me tell! You want my ruby, you jewel thief?
Jim Stealer!
Ruby Madness! Ruby Madness!
Will you stop shouting that?
He tried to raid my ruby stash!
Oh, you told me your stash was by the rocket, you lie!
So what? I happen to know you lied about your hiding place.
Liar!
Crook!
Ruby Madness!
Be quiet!
What's wrong with you guys? You've been fighting ever since we got rid of those stupid bandits. Are we gonna let a few priceless gems turn us into savages? Guard! No! Bad dog!
Hey! Jimmy had his rubies hidden holographically.
Jimmy's a jewel hoarder!
I'll bet he's got secret stashes all over the asteroid!
Maybe we can find them by using the mining crane.
Yes.
Let's go! Guys, Goddard! What have I done?
Hey, let go! I discovered them!
What?
I saw them first!
Whoa!
Ruby! Magnus!
Guys, stop! You can't just blast away like that! The asteroid might implode!
Oopsie. Okay, that's my bad!
This entire asteroid is gonna collapse! We've gotta get to the rocket!
But... my rubies!
Engaging primary ignition, now!
Keep on them, boys!
It's the bandits! They'll get our rubies!
I might be able to lose them by using a hyperthrust, but it could dangerously deplete our fuel!
Just do it!
For the love of Nebula.
That was awesome. I swear.
That's your mafu.
They're safe. Our rubies are safe.
Well, not quite. We've drifted too close to Jupiter and are being sucked in by its gravity. And the hyperthrust exhausted all our fuel.
In English, please?
We're doomed.
Oh, thank you.
We do have one chance. If I can convert the charged photons in the astro-rubies into emergency fuel, we can slingshot around Jupiter using its own gravity.
Use my rubies as fuel? Never!
Cindy, we have to. It's your rubies or your life. Cindy!
What? I'm thinking. Oh, all right.
Belt, people. This could get a little bumpy.
Look, Sugar Booger, Jimbo's home from camp.
Why, sweetie, you're home so soon. We haven't even finished the whitewater sculling canoe we were going to send to you.
That's okay, Mom. Thanks anyway.
Neutron, the fuel tank. See if any of the Astro-Rubies made it. Oh.
Don't worry, guys. Maybe we're still wealthy.
We are? You mean you saved some rubies?
No, but we survived by learning to help each other. And that's what makes us rich. Rich in friendship.
Yeah!